All right, this afternoon, hanging out with me is someone you may know very, very well, especially if you live in the Raleigh area. But he's also a national star. He is a model and an actor and so many other hats. His name is Jason Bobbitt. Jason, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I was told by one of my friends that Jason Bobbitt's in town. He's a young actor, and he's with Tyler Perry and all these ones. I said, he's from here? Really? So tell us a little bit about you. You're from Raleigh, actually, right?
Yes, yes. Born and raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Garner. We moved to Garner when I was about 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in Halifax Court. So as they tore Halifax Court down,
right.
So we had to move to Garner, me and my mom. And, you know, it was a fun experience living in Garner, you know. It was kind of a different atmosphere, you know, going from downtown Raleigh to, you
Absolutely.
Know, the suburbs of Garner. So it was amazing. That's where I grew up.
Now, you went to school also in Durham. You went to Central. Did
yes,
I read that?
I went to North Carolina Central University.
So you're an Eagle.
Yeah, so I'm an Eagle. I'm an Eagle.
All right. Now, we have seen you in Tyler Perry's Love Thy Neighbor, which is, of course, on Oprah Winfrey's own station. And you play one of the chefs on the show. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yes. I play the chef on the show. And it's phenomenal because as these, you know, characteristics and people just having these altercations in the diner area going on, I'm in the back cooking up a meal. And it's amazing because I'm sitting there to myself and I'm thinking, you know, what is going on out there? You know, and it's a lot of drama, it's a lot of comedy, and, you know, I'm interacting with all of that's going on out there in the diner area.
Right.
So it's phenomenal.
So now tell me, how did that transition take place? You came from Raleigh, you went to North Carolina Central, and you end up with Tyler Perry, and everybody's saying, how did he do it? So tell us a little bit about your journey.
My journey, wow. Me and a couple guys, we said, you know, we had it. We're just going to pack up our things. We're just going to move.
Now, did you major in?
I majored in theater my last semester at Central.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So me and the guys, we said, you know, we're going to pack up. Things weren't working out here, and we said we're going to pack up. We're going to move to Atlanta. That's where, you know, that's where the dream is. That's where the opportunity is. And we decided to move last year around the same time. Well, I want to say last year. Around August, September.
So all of this is pretty recent for you,
recent. I've only been in Atlanta for a year.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's
God
saying, I'm going to pack up my bags and I'm going to Atlanta right now. Here we go. So how did you come about meeting Tyler Perry?
I came about meeting Tyler Perry. It was a guy by the name of Nate. He's like an extras casting director, and he gets all the background people, their work. And, you know, he had me do a stand-in job for Boris Kodjo, and I was really short for Boris to be Boris Kodjo, you know. And I looked at him and I said, you know, why am I standing in for Boris Kodjo? He said, I don't know, man, it's just something they just brought me in. I saw your picture, you know, it was kind of, you know. So I said, you know, well, I didn't get that gig because obviously Boris is light skinned and 6'5",
right.
And I'm, you know,
okay.
So I didn't get that gig, another gig came around, and he said, I have something else for you. You know, I want you to be a stand-in. And actually, if you went to go see Madea's Christmas, the main character, he wanted me to stand in for him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get that gig. So I said, Nate, I said, you know, what is it that I'm not doing? Is it something that I'm not doing? You know, how can I get in the door?
Right.
And I didn't know that he worked with Tyler Perry. I was just hungry. I was, you know, just wanting to be in the door, you know. I kept he kept calling me back, you know, and I didn't get these gigs. So I'm like, okay, how can I get in? He said, I got something for you. And I said, what do you have for me, Nate? He said, I want you to come by Tyler Perry Studios. And I said, are you serious? This was last January. So it'll be like a year that I've been in like the whole Tyler Perry empire.
Wow.
And just for him to say that, I was like, wow. Because you hear all the time, you know, you going out to Atlanta, you're an actor, you better get with Tyler Perry.
Right.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
And that was the thing. For me to hear that, he said, I want you to be a stand-in. We have this show called The Haves and the Have-Nots, you know, coming out. And
right.
I want you to be a stand-in for Jeffrey. If you watch the show, Jeffrey is, you know, dark skin, and he's about my height, about 6 foot, 6'1". So he said, I want you to be a stand-in. So I got in the door being a stand-in for Jeffrey on The Haves and Have-Nots. And I was a stand-in for about 3 months. And then I stood in for Michael J. White on For Better or Worse. So I was just consistently working with in that empire. And as I was working, I was building these relationships.
Absolutely.
Melissa. And that's what people have to realize. When you build it, when God has put you in a place, what he wants you to do is manifest that building of relationship, because obviously he's put you there for a reason. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, I want to get to know, you know, the wardrobe ladies. I want to get to know everyone in here, you know, because this is a dream come true.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's how it all got started. And I've been just in that empire, just building these relationships and letting people know who I am. And
great.
It's been amazing. And so I finally ended up with a featured role on Love Thy Neighbor. You know, they said, hey, I'm going to give this kid a shot. He's been here. He's been networking, you know. So it's been amazing.
Well, Jason, that's an awesome testimony within itself for our young exactly. people. I was going to ask you, what would you like to say to the young people that are listening? But you know what? That right there exactly. is absolutely it. It's about the relationships. It's about being hungry.
Exactly.
And wherever they decide to put you, you just make the best of what you have and let
right.
God
yes.
exalt you from there. Let him,
yes.
he will build you up. So,
yes.
you know, I thank God for you and your testimony.
Thank you. And this is why I tell people this. And it's more like, at this point in my life, and people realize it as they go through life, you begin to realize God's destiny meeting your dream.
Mm, yeah.
You I know? And just, you know, interviewing with you and having Anthony on my side, it's amazing, because you realize the things that you manifest, the energy that you put out, it comes right back to you.
Yes.
So if you can imagine yourself interviewing, if you can imagine yourself being with these people that you've always dreamed of, it's going to happen, because that's when God's destiny for your life meets your dream for him.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, we've got to know how to follow you. I know you have Facebook, Twitter, all those good things. You need to follow this young man. He's positive. He is all about Christ. Come on, share it with us.
Okay, my Twitter is I am Jason Bobbitt. I am Jason Bobbitt. And my Facebook, you can find me at Jason Bobbitt, Jason Bobbitt. And what am I missing?
Facebook.
Instagram? Insta?
Yeah, Insta.
Okay,
definitely.
Insta, IG. Yeah. It's the same thing. I am Jason Bobbitt. So that's, you know, that's the social media
fantastic.
For you.
Well, Jason, we will continue to pray for you. And
thank you.
We know that God has much more in store for you. And
exactly.
being here from Raleigh, North Carolina, yes, you too can make it. Look at Jason. He is a testimony to it. And
yes.
thank you so much for stopping by.
No, thank you.
And
thank
checking
you.
In with us. Next time you're in the place, are you home for the holidays?
I'm home for the holidays. I'm thinking about doing New Year's here. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We're going to be over at Victoria's Praise. I don't know where you're going to be. That's
really?
Where we're broadcasting from.
Okay.
At
midnight. Okay, I might stop
okay.
by.
Stop.
Really?
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Really?
I'll let them know you're in the house if you're there.
For
okay.
Real.
All right.
Thank you.
Jason, God bless you.
God bless you.